All right, let's get started then. So did everybody get the Makoro sheet on GetYasha that I dropped on the WhatsApp? So this is one of those sugyas where I think we benefit tremendously from hindsight and getting to look at the sugya after having seen the discussion of Lishma. Do you guys get that sense also? Okay. So let's introduce the idea of GetYasha very quickly. We know from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tes that there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether a person can be poter Adam Ishto beget Yashan. Beis Hillel says you cannot. They aser it. It says prohibited. And Beis Shammai say that you can. Then the Gemara defines, the Mishnah defines what is a get Yashan. Kol shekhinis yachid imah me'achar shekasvula. If there's yichud between the ksivas I get, and I assume this means the execution of the get. Correct? Now, what's the idea of a get yashan? Even that name, I think, is very striking. What does get yashan mean? How do you translate this? Well,
an old get.
Yeah, it's a geezer of a get. That's like the, you think an old get? Yeah, I think it's better to think of it in terms of either an expired get. Ned, welcome. You missed the first 30 seconds of Chazar Shir. It's I would say either an expired get. That's one good way of thinking about it. Or I would say a stale get.
Yeah.
How do you spell stale?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of sometimes translation, you know, when you think about the English translation, that could really help you conceptualize what the concept is, as opposed to just staying on the Hebrew terms. Here, like an old get doesn't capture like what we're talking about, right? Old get, you think it's just like the parchment is worn. But the idea is like there's something about an expired get or a stale get. So it's like it's past its prime, right? Or it's past its purpose, or something about it is expired or no longer active. Okay. Now, it is striking the Mishnah Ayin Tes just defines it as kol shenis yachid imah me'achar shekasvula. If there's yichud subsequent to the ksiva, and then the Gemara interpreting the Mishnah says, what's the reason? So let's just go with this. And get yashan, we know that we're going to go with Beit Hillel. That is also Lagarish. Correct? But there's something we know there's a deficiency with it. It's a flawed get. But the question is why? Why? What's wrong? Why is it also Lagarish go according to, for now I'm going to say Beis Hillel, later I want to expand it even to Beis Shammai maybe. So what's wrong with it? So, as in many sugyas, we're misled
and
by the Pashuk Shat in the Gemara. So the Pashuk Shat is. All right. The Gemara itself says that the Machlokas depends on Gzir Shem Yomer Kitta Kodom Lom Na. And by the way, my own view is that the Gemara is not stating. Now, I bet if you were to ask anybody who learned the second of Get Yashan superficially, you'd say, what's the problem with the Get Yashan? And they would say, oh, Xer Shem Yomer Kitta Kodem Lom Na. Which is what the Gemara here seems to say. Well, the Gemara does say, but my kamifli, what are they disagreeing about? The Gemara doesn't say, why is the Get Yashan possible? They say, what is the disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Xer Shem Yomer, what's the idea? What's the chashash of Xer Shem Yomeru? So somebody just flesh that out explicitly, Yoni.
The child
people will think that, or that there will be a pagan. Because there's some yomru.
Is that the mind?
No, the pashtas of there's some yomru that people will say the child was born after the divorce because they'll see a get. The get is dated. Well,
people will think that.
Correct. Maybe you'll see the get is dated to the shas aksiva. They'll see the get was had a certain date. They'll see a child must have been conceived after that date. Let's say the husband sat on the get for 3 years before he gave it to her. And then people will say, wait a second, this child was born after Gerushin, so it's a little fishy. And Rashi says that's a pagam. Yomer min apnuya nolad mishagir should have a pagam. Correct? Now, this is not so deeply important, but there is some variation as to what exactly the pagam is. You can see the Prisha helped us round it out.
Two views within Gzir Shem Yomru. Hashem Shad is, as Rashi says, nolad min apnuya. Who's the pnuya?
Used to be wife.
Yeah, meaning the divorced husband from the divorced wife. If you look at the Prisha, which we have here, he says, Pir Shem Yomru Shavad Nolad Me'acher Biznus O Mibala Biznus. Like maybe the wife won't get remarried right after. We'll think, hey, she must have been divorced prior, so we're not going to say it's the husband's child. But maybe she had a relationship with some new guy. Right, there's a child that's born. We don't know who the father is. So,
so the preacher said that it's on the status of the child itself, not on the people of things.
What? Well, it's Bala Lishavar, according to Pasha Pran and Rashi. But the Prisha adds on that maybe Moshe Nolad Me'acher. Now, again, that's not the conception, it's not so important. It's the same idea that there's a chash that this child is unaccounted for in terms of his paternity. Good? Yeah? Okay. Excellent. Now, there's another chashash that's raised by the Drisha. So, you know, the Drisha and the Prisha is the same person. We all know this. Who's also the Sma, right? The Sma and Shulchan Aruch. Drisha and the Prisha is on, well, yeah, Rishu Falk. Polish, you know, from like the Talmidim of the Rama, a little after the Marshal, the Bush generation. So he wrote this commentary on the tour, and then he wrote the Sma summarizing those findings on the Shulchan Aruch. The Drisha in Siman Kuf Mem Ches rounds this out a little bit. And he says, everybody remember his objection? He said, wait, what about Lanim of Pundaki? Worst comes to worst, the husband had relations with the wife that he divorced. They're remarried because of Lanim of Pundaki. So what's the chash of, hey, if it's no love me by Lola Shavar, we'll impute a new condition to them anyways. So he said, in the part that I'm highlighting, Mikamachum Yepsul Achrina Im Yom Rukach, so he now raises here another concern. Not that Nolad Me'acher, not variations of this Bias Pnuya idea, but he points out that we could have a greater problem, which is Mamzeiros, meaning people will speculate that Mamzeiros here, because let's say, what's his concern?
She may show these.
Well,
so if it's really true that reconstitutes the marriage, then a kid is born later.
Exactly. He's saying if you follow the logic that, okay, she had Bia with her husband after divorce, then we have to say that there's a new condition. There's a new kedushin, then the new guy that she marries kedushin shouldn't be chal. If we say that, then there's going to be, we're going to say that any child she has, the second guy is on there. So if you connect all those dots about, oh yes, lani of puntiki is a new kedushin, then we start creating a shash of manzera. People are going to speculate on zero. So I'm just going to say dot 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 on zero. Because of Lani Mab Pandaki Master Gushazo information. Okay? Can you explain that further? The problem is that if you're able to meet this concern, you generate a new concern, a downstream effect of this, right? You say, no big deal. She had Bia after she got divorced with her ex husband. That is a big deal because then they're married. And that would block the condition from the new fellow. Okay? Everybody good? Josh?
Yeah.
And we may have talked about this on that, but like the signature where like you have Das and Garish, you have a kid that the kid is like a Fetzi or Tomzer.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I mean, even if it's the case that like they're gonna be married, isn't there a side to say that it's like still like a kind of Tomzer? We might have talked about this in true, I don't remember.
Not in this context.
Right. Like meaning like I don't know, maybe it's a little strange to say, oh the man is enough gone.
That is the kind of because there's like a Dasa going on. Again, Lani Mo Puntiki. Unless they fully reversed it.
Right. So, I mean, presumably, like, you know, he wrote the guy and then yeah,
like,
we can get
it
after.
Let's
say
wishy washy.
Maybe. It's not there. I don't think no evidence for saying that here. Now, so issue number one, so we say it's Xeris Shema Yomru. He did put him up. No, that's the Pashup Cha, the misleading Pashup Cha in the Gemara. What's the issue, Ezra?
The only reason he got engaged.
Oh, did he just get engaged?
Yeah.
Did everybody know he was engaged?
When did it become official? Just now?
Yeah, this morning.
What time this morning?
They sent an text to the right now, yeah.
Sure, he did it before Sears.
I looked at the picture. They just sent miles. So normally, they send the picture via 11:10 a.m. Yikes! That's really wow.
Yeah, I think
that's right. Yeah, we gotta send him a miles though.
Yeah.
We give him Musser for getting engaged during the year.
I think so. I think it's a good opportunity. That's a logic. Text it right now.
No, it's not a good pop off. Cheers.
No, night dinner.
Night dinner. Okay. That's it. It's a great day.
Great opportunity to become a recipient.
Yeah.
Why did you say? Your surprise was not that.
You think he would have got engaged without clearing it with me first?
Didn't you know?
Well, I have
your blueprint. I mean, he didn't like you because he was like, oh, you got engaged.
Yeah, like, how?
I knew. Okay, so let's like now, consistent with the discussion of the Gemara, because there's some young people who don't know. The Gemara suggests that the psul is only with Hatkila. Correct? Yes?
Yeah.
That's implied by the Gemara itself on Daf Ayin Tes. But again, I'm going to say this is misleading. Ezra, misleading? So, in what sense is a rak l'chatchila? So, we have in the Gemara itself two views. The Gemara 9 test is Amar Rababa, Amar Shmuel, and Liseis Lo Seitse. The Ikadamri, Amar Rababa, Amar Shmuel, Im Nizgarsha Tinase l'chatchila. Meaning, let's go from Kula, most Kal view, to most Chomer view. So, the most Chomer view, I believe, is.
You mean Chomer, yeah.
Well,
what do you mean Chomer?
Taking the deficiency of Get Yashan the most seriously.
So, yeah.
Oh, no, 1 second. No, within the element of the soul. Yeah. Well, Imini says Lot says. So in the Gemara we have the Get is if a husband just get according to the first view. Correct? According to this view. L'chatchila, she should require a second get. If she had not yet gotten married off the first get. Correct? The second view in the Gemara, this is the first view. Now the second view, Ayin Tes,
Is what?
Not
yeah, in this garcha, cannot be. In this garcha, cannot be the Hatskila. That's way more mikil, correct?
Yes.
Because this is saying that if the husband just gave her the get, that's already, we're not going to revisit the disqualification of the get yashan. If it's already in her hands, it's fine. We're not going to cause trouble.
L'chatkila, if the husband didn't do anything yet, he just wrote the get, didn't give it, then we'll require him to write a new one. Everybody see the important difference here? Now, this is one of those cases where it's actually, you have the Gemara. The Gemara has two views, not clear how to paskin. So we have a machlokas. The Rambam and the Rif, how do they paskin? So you can see here, and I'm highlighting, Perikim Alachahei. Ezra, how does Rambam paskin? What?
First,
final answer?
No, I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Did you do Chazara?
Of course.
So why do you not know the answer after you did Chazara?
I don't remember everything.
Right.
But this is what the Darsh is,
right? Right. But it's not going to help if you walk out. So the Rambam here, Paskin, Perekim Alacha, hey, Im Girsha Ba'osu Haget Hayashan Harezu Migureshes.
Oh.
V'tinasu Hatkilo. So the Rambam Paskin's
the second view. That's the wrong number. Yeah, 50-50 chance and you got it wrong. But back to the second, yeah. They pass in like the more kal view.
Right.
They say this is more kal, meaning kal in the sense of treating get yashan lightly. And this is the more kamer view. You can see that Gosh Nehonios on the Rambam points out in the Sefer Truma paskins like the Ashkenazim, the Sefer Truma paskins like the Lashon Rishon of the Gemara,
im niseis lo seitze. That so long as the wife has not yet remarried based off this get, we're going to require a new get. Okay?
Yeah.
Benji?
Isn't the Drisha even more common than this first view?
This guy?
Yeah. I mean, if he thinks that it really constitutes, like...
It wouldn't constitute him there. It would gossip. It would constitute...
I don't understand that in the Drisha. Aren't they actually not there? Why is it just gossip? Meaning if them being together really undoes the writing of the get, and giving it a get, it's nothing. Then she goes out and marries someone else and has kids. So she's an Asian each. So the kids are actually not there. I mean, gives again to
the people. People will think that the kids are not there.
What? Yeah. That actually happens. One is that if you get, you don't know if they actually.
Right. I mean, the get was actually given after all the bios. The get is just dated earlier because it was written earlier. Remember, the husband wrote a get. He wanted to divorce her. Then he sat on the get for 3 years. They had their last bia. Then he gave her a get. So from a halachic point of view, they're divorced. They never had relations after the execution of the get. But since the get is dated earlier, people will say, hey, the get's dated 3 years before their last child was born. So they must have gotten divorced. Then they got back together again. They had this child. So people will gossip one of two things. Either the child is menapnuya, which is a pagan, or they had bia subs after the gerushin. Lonila pundiki chazav neskadcha. Wait a second, but she married this other guy, so his kedushin should be chal because she never got a second get from the first husband.
Okay,
got it. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch who paskins like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, but some of the notes of Kalim point out that Rashi actually has an in-between view. Anybody remember Rashi's view? Not a began with the blood.
No, the bowel is full of communion.
What's that?
You can only use the get.
Yeah, in this garsha beget yashan v'halach baila l'medinas hayam then tinase l'chatchila. Yeah, very good. So Rashi says that actually within this
second view, it's not so kal that the moment the get was given, we automatically say it's kosher, no other get is required. It's dafka, the second and a half view, which is really Rashi, and we'll see the postgame on the Shulchan Aruch. In this garsha, v'hola habal v'minas hayam.
It's really though, it's not, it's more just the first opinion, just with like the kind of goons.
Correct. Meaning
it's really fundamentally.
Yeah, it's basically the thing. You really need a second get over here. In this case, the first, even if she got remarried based on this first get, we're going to require. Sorry, even if she just got divorced with the first get already, we're going to require the husband to give her a second one.
Right.
It's just that if the cost of getting a second one is so high, the husband's already gone, and it's impossible to track him down. We're not going to force her to stay single till we track him down. So this is a second and a half view. It's actually much closer to this Kama review that we treat to get Yashan very seriously. It's not just like a nice Kumra lefatila. So long as it's possible for us to get her a second get, we're gonna get her a second get. And it's only when it's no longer possible that the husband's out of town that we're gonna be Mako. So you can see that's the view of Rashi. In this gar should we get Yashan Bal Minasayan. Very good, Ezra.
That's all you have.
It's the Beis Shem, but if the Beis Shmuel quotes this on the Shulchan Aruch itself, which I'm highlighting right now. Miu Rashi Baran Kasu Dafka Kshalach Abal Mdina Sayan Oz Tinasay Bal Chatchila. And the Yom Shel Shlomo Paskins that way, and he says we're only going to allow her to remarry whenever there's Ika Ones Ktsas. Right, like if there's some inability to procure a second get. Aval Beinyan Acher Lo Tinasay Ela Beget Acher. V'chein Yir Lahachmir. And the only reason why we're Mikel when the husband is Halach Mdina Sayam is Mishum Achshash Ivan. Okay? So the reason why I dwell on this is just because this is supposed to already up the ante of the significance of the Get Yada. If you just have the second view in the Gemara, which is the most Kal view of in the Skarsh and Nelson Fakil, you might think that Get Yashin is super Kal. It's just like, hey, if you didn't do anything yet, don't rely on the get that was written. If it wasn't executed, just rewrite the get. Why not? But then the Rishonim Rashi and the Ran and the Beis Shmuel and the Marshal all say, no. Really, we do require a second get, even if she was already divorced with it. We're only going to be Mekel Kshalach Balak Dinasayam. And the Sefer Truma, which like Othmanios quotes, passing on the first meeting, is even more Machmir. And says that we're not going to allow her to remarry ever unless she gets a new get, and we're only going to be making it if she went ahead and got married already. Ned?
Yeah, visual. You can explain it about appealing to the kind of ego, whatever. Visual seems the last couple words that were in
I ain't coming to us.
Yeah, you could argue that you get the young one exclusion because.
Well, we don't know when he left. Let's say he hung around for many years, and then just now
he left immediately.
Yeah, I just don't know if there's any indication to think that he's halacha mdinas hayom right away. Okay, now we get to the interesting parts. We're going to flesh out why this analysis of Zer Shem Yom Hagidah Kam Levana and that this is Kasim Din Sol Isol Hakila is misleading. Okay? And here, I think the Rambam gets part of the credit.
So the Gita Kam Levana, the way that's
misleading, yeah.
I mean, you don't think Gemara is
misleading. Correct. I'm explaining why I don't think Gemara is misleading. I'm going to explain why I don't think Gemara is misleading, but we'll get there. Okay. So this brings us to the more fundamental reading of the Get Yashan called Skimmel. It's probably an interpretation more than reading. Reason to believe that there's something more central to the nature of divorce going on here than the chashash of gossip of Gzeir Shem Yom Gita Kodem Levna. Okay? Romy, good?
Yeah, why do you think the second thing is leading?
Say it again?
Why is the second thing leading? Why is that leading?
Because it implies that what's at stake is just din l'chatchila. It's a psul just l'chatchila. But we're about to show that this fundamental reading that actually there's a get batel at stake. That midaraisa, the get would be no good. So let's get into that. So the Rambam Perusha Mishnayis on this mission of Get Yashan tips us off to something that might be fundamental by saying the following. Besilom chashinu shav yom gidikon levna beshamai ein choshin lekach. Good. V'get yashan hu shekasav laget v'hichzira acharkach. V'nishar aget etzlo. So what's clear about this, in contrast to the Gemara, and the Rambam does this in a few places, is that the Gemara just speaks in terms of writing a get. The Rambam interprets the significance of writing a get as separation of the couple. Meaning that, like we saw this also in the Shiluach Sugyas, the couple has separated. Basically, they don't live together. They decided they're going to get divorced. And that's why the husband went ahead and wrote the get. The get is the last piece in the divorce process. And then v'hichzira acharkach. Hichzira means he brought the woman back into his home. Literally, they changed their mind. They moved back in together. V'nishar haget etzlo. But he kind of just put the get in the safe. He held on to it. He didn't destroy it. V'chavor zman mechzivas haget v'achar shehichzira girsha shenis. Again, that language of he's cast her out a second time. Like they separated again. V'nasan lo oso haget atzmo. What's striking here, the Rambam, is the girsha is like garesha sama azos. It's in the sense of shiluah, right? They separated. And then to finalize that separation, he gave her the get. Why is it significant? This is just the Rambam's formulation in Perashat Mishnayos. What's significant here is that the Rambam depicts a certain mental state of the couple that they decided to separate. They separated. And then they changed their minds and got back together. That's the significance of the Rambam. If you just had the Gemara, you would think like, oh, like, what really changed? Just the writing of the get and yichud. But you're not reading anything deeper into the significance of A, the writing of the get, and B, the yichud. The Rambam sees the significance of get yashan, that the ksivas haget is a stand-in for a decision to separate, actual separation. And then the yichud is a rescission of that decision for them to get back together.
This is based on your reading of the Rambam, that's Girsha, like, it doesn't really mean Girsha.
He says right here, V'achar shehechzira Girsha shenis.
Oh, then you're understanding of
Girsha. V'nosan la oso haget atzman.
You're not that, I'm trying to say, what you're saying right now is not, you're not saying that there was actually a divorce that.
Correct. There was just the ksivas haget.
Even though that's not the shot of the Rambam.
What's not the Pshat the Rambam?
What you just said.
Everything I said is Pshat the Rambam. And I don't mean that facetiously. Meaning everything I just said is the straightforward reading of the Shram Perishim Shnayas.
It is a point that it's difficult to read. Otherwise, you're forced to read the fears I get as the act. I understand. But, sorry.
What's the Gersha Shenis? He's talking about Geyasha. There's no Gersha Rishona. There's no. You want to call it Gershon, fine, but there was no execution of the get the first time around.
I'm just saying it's based on all these notes. What?
Yeah, don't bro,
give. Come on, for the second and less exciting video.
That's fine. It's fine for less exciting. Less exciting is good sometimes. Not everything has to be exciting.
For the record, that's a copy of the direct quote.
It's all good. Okay. Everybody agree with this reading? I don't think there's anything complicated in this reading of the Rambam. Yes? Ned, do you agree? Okay. Now, what you, Zachary, do you see the reading of the Perashat Mishnayos? Okay. Now, well, pshat, push up shot. Great. I think you get the exact same thing in the Rambam and Gershon Perakim Halacha Hay, which is actually really nice here. So the Rambam says, Misha Kasav get ligare shes ishto, meaning he wrote a get for the purpose of divorcing his wife. Meaning, now, lean into our discussion of Lishma beget. The husband had das ligarish. Maybe he decided to divorce. V'nimlach. And then he changed his mind. V'lo girsha. This is a retraction. So that's consistent with that language in Perashat Mishnayos. V'nis yached ima achar shekasos. Notice here, the Rambam is reading in the significance of yichud, not that like, oh, they happen to be taking the same train and at the station they got into the elevator at the same time. No, like yichud means that there was a decision to retract their intent to separate. Very medieval in the language of the Rambam here. Well, yeah, the diak is in nimlach lo gersha. No, I'm just saying the Rambam is saying the significance of yichud is that like they're getting back together.
It's a motivated yichud.
Well,
it's a motivated yichud. It's not like
it's a mode of
motivated, not accidental.
Correct. It's indicative of the change in their decision, like you said in Perashat Mishnayos. Lo yigarshena ba'oso haget pa macheres kishe yirtzo ligarsha. So here again, you have that same idea compared to Mishnayos that he shouldn't divorce her with that same, he shouldn't separate from her with that same get. Kishe yirtzo ligarsha. Notice again here, the Rambam is assuming that prior to this point, there was a lack of ratzon ligarish. Is that good? Okay. Now, vim girsha ba'oso haget yasha and harizim agarash v'tinos lebol chatchila. All that's fine. That's passing the Gemara. Now here's the Chiddush. Why is the get kosher shari nichtav lishma v'harei nasan la'ata be'edim kilchasa? Why is the get kosher? Because the get is lishma, and now he gave it to her in front of Edim Ksherim. Why is the get l'chatchila no good? G'zeir sham yomer gita kodem lubna. So I think that the really nice thing about this Rambam is twofold. I'll start with the thing we already said, then I'll add the new piece. The nice thing about this Rambam is that, especially with the Rav's analysis of it, is that the get actually is batel because of the rescission of Das. The husband took back his Das Lagare, he changed his mind. But the thing that rehabilitates the get is that he's now giving it to her be'edim kehilchaso. So the Rambam is giving you a story for why this get is kosher. And the reason is because you're reinvigorating it via the Maisa Nesina. The analysis of Gezeira Shema Yomru Gita Kodem Livna is just to explain why, despite the rehabilitation, the halacha still frowns upon using this get. In other words, well,
he's supporting your idea.
Yeah, well, I like to think of myself here as just explicating the Rambam's idea.
But that's right, meaning in Get Yashon, there really are two things going on. So the Rambam, there's a fundamental psul. The fundamental psul is that the husband now changed his mind and decided to not get divorced. Or the couple decided that they're getting back together. That's why they get bottom. Why does the Gemara say it's not batel lagamri? So the Rambam says, oh, because the get was written lishma, so there was lishma there mishas ksiva. You then changed your mind and didn't want to divorce. But then when you're nosing la'ata be'edim ke'ilchaso, when you go ahead and give it ke'alacha, you're giving it with das lagarish. That's the Rav's reading that we'll look at in a second. So that's why the get becomes kosher again. Right? So it's possible mitam. So this is like, I'm going to call this T2 for a second. But at T3, it becomes nichshar. That rehabilitates it. Why doesn't this get you sof kol sof, acharika close akol, back to the get being kashal of achila? And the answer is, oh, that's where gzeir Hashem Yom Gita Kodem Livna comes in. Like there's still this ancillary problem which can't be rehabilitated by the new Das Lagarish. Okay, now I want to say two things to flesh it out further. The T1 issue here is background fact, which is that it was Nikhtav Lishma. So I want to add something to this analysis that we can only appreciate now having learned to get Lishma, which is. No, that's not adding the next section. Where's Ron Paskin this?
Section of Lishma.
Paragimel of Hilchos Geirushin. What's Paragimel of Hilchos Geirushin about? Lishma. Lishma. So let's look at it right here. You have it on the Makor sheet in front of you. Paragimel Halacha Aleph. What does Rambam say there? What? Is that Kol Getch and Nichtav Shalul Hashem Yish? Hamigari Shalul Hashem Yish? Eino Get. Lishma. Halacha Beis. Yasser Alzeh. Kosov Hagaris Yisho Benim Lach Benim So Ben Yiro Bamer Lo Shmi Kishimcha B'Shem Yishi. Sound familiar? Lishma. Halacha Gimel. Yasser Alkein. Mishi Yisho Shtei Nashim Shashmo Seim Shavim Kosov. Lishma, right? That same Mishnah in Gittin. Halacha Dalet. Yasser Alkein. Amar L'Sofer K'sov Eizosh Eretz Hagaris. The Brira issue. Lishma. Halacha hey. Halacha hey. Halacha hey is get yashan. Misha kasav get the gari says ishto v'nimlach v'lo girsha v'nis yachid ima achar shakas lo yigarshana. That's literally the next halacha. Halacha vav. Amar l'sofer k'sov get l'plonis v'ye imi l'chesha ena agarshana. Remember the sugi nivamos? And what did Rambam, how did Rambam interpret the sugi nivamos? Mipnei shelo haisa bas gerushin mimenu kshenichtav getzev and imtza shenichtav shelo l'shem gerushin. Rambam says, so the psul of l'chishesa and agarshena is because shelo l'shma. That's what Rambam interpreted the sugi nivamos. So aleph through dalid are ba'al l'shma. Halach above is ba'al l'shma. Sandwich in between is hey, which is clearly ba'al l'shma also. Well, he says it. So where does he say that?
It's okay.
Meaning, in halacha, hey, the Rambam is trying to say, a get has to be lishma. Now, we can lean into our interpretation of lishma. Lishma doesn't just mean l'shem yish, l'shem yish, and l'shem gerushin, but it's got to correspond to the datha balagarish. Wasn't that a major theme in our analysis of lishma? So if the husband pulls the lishma from the get, by deciding to no longer get divorced, that would disqualify the get itself, correct? So that's what's happening when the couple decided to get divorced. The husband had das the garish. He says there's still a right to get. But then they reconciled. And the husband says, just joking, we're getting back together. And the wife moves back in with the husband. So the mom says, you can't use that get because that get is no longer lishma. It's nimlach lo legarish. Okay, but it can be rehabilitated. Why? Number one, because it was nichtav lishma, b'shas k'siva, the get was written b'hechsher, and because at the nesina, which is the other crucial moment of the get, you're giving it to her lishma b'fnei edei mesira. At least that's the way the Rav's going to say it. That's the way the Magen Mishnah is going to learn it. So you can rehabilitate the lishma by T1 and T3, which are the crucial moments, they had lishma. The chetza was written lishma, and it was executed lishma. That there was a lapse of lishma in the middle, that's something that at the time would disqualify it. But that could be fixed by the husband doing a new act of giving it l'shem gerushin. The reason why it doesn't get you back to a perfect get is because it's extraneous concern of zereshem yom gita kodem lifna. Ezra, you with me? Yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So the Rambam, the Gemara is misleading in the following sense. The Gemara is misleading in that when you read the Gemara, you think that's the only issue with get puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
The Rambam is telling you that the fundamental issue, sorry, with get yashan. The Gemara is misleading that it implies that's the only issue with get yashan. The Rambam is telling you, no, the real issue of get yashan is that it's a deficiency in lishma. However, once you revive the lishma through the nesina, the only remaining issue after it's been rehabilitated is zeir shemir gita kodem lifna. And so what the Gemara is presenting on ayin tes is just the tip of the iceberg. Meaning, once like you've resolved all of the underlying fundamental issues that it'll be given with das lagaris, etc., etc.
The only outstanding issue, the only remaining issue, lingering issue is this Gita. So the Gemara is misleading in the sense of if you're probing for what is deficient about a get yashan, the Gemara is not telling you that. But the Gemara is perfectly accurate in telling you that what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are disagreeing about is just like once you repair the lishma issue, they're quibbling about whether we have to worry about this chash of gezeirah shel yomro. Lishma
is never a problem. Then.
Lishma is a problem.
But it's not.
Why is not? Because it's always repaired. So it's not always repaired. We'll see when it's not repaired. So for example, the Rav thinks, we'll look at this in a second, that if you don't give the get b'fnei edim mesira lishma, then the get would be pasul, will be bavil.
Or if you're not doing the mesina.
Or, for example, so the rough thing is you have to do it with an edim asira. You have to do a lishma. Or if you're not doing it. You have an interesting nafkamina. Remember we saw the discussion about whether an asina is considered a stam lishma. That was the chasam sofer, I believe.
Yeah.
I think you could say very nicely once you put these two sugyas together that even if you think, like the chasam sofer, that normally there's stam lishma based off the get having been written lishma, the pigam of T2 where there is niblach shalolagarish, that would break the stama lishma of the nesina that might normally be in place. So there are a lot of interesting nafkanina to this. It's not the case that, in most cases, it's true that you're going to repair if you give the get kill chasel like the edim asira. But it's not true that that's going to be in every case. Does that answer you, Ned? Okay, Romy then, Josh.
This presentation assumes that those.
But let me say that the diak in Parak Gimel is very mukhrak, I think, that there's a lishma issue. Correct? And it works nicely with the analysis of lishma, that lishma is dasa balagarish. Okay, Rumi, go ahead.
This presentation assumes that those sheets that we saw with regard to lishma that cover at the continuity, like the lishma throughout the whole process,
yeah.
Is either not true or, I guess, more accurate, maybe just not. Fundamentally.
That there can't be a lapse in lishma throughout.
That's only a problem because of things like those sheets don't think it. But.
Yeah, which sheet doesn't in particular are you thinking of?
I'm not remembering it. Like we saw the language of the one that said that there's like a continuing process. So according to him,
yeah.
this wouldn't work at all.
Yeah, it's interesting. Maybe you just say they're inconsistent. Like maybe they're not appreciating the get yashan analysis. But yeah, or it's just related to this in some way. Or you would say that even the continuous people, it's a discrete continuity. Like it's not what they're really just coming off. Yeah, I mean what they're just coming off okay is. They're just saying that, hey, there are these critical, it's not just the ksiva. Meaning it's not merely that you supply the lishma b'shas ksiva and nothing else after that matters. There are these crucial things afterwards that do matter. But then you get into the vector analysis, like how strong, if it's an expressive bittul, that might matter at any point during the continuous process versus this type of non-expressed bittul where it's just like, hey, let's get back together. What I think is very powerful about this analysis of the Rambam is that when we've been learning about Gerushin so far and Get, it's very much tethered to the formalities of the decision to write the Get, the husband's statement that he's being Mevatel the Get. What's nice about the Get Yashin analysis bearing on the notion of Lishma is that the Rambam is saying, look, it's actually about the substantive, practical, like where are they at in their separation that's going to bear on the bittul aget or the bittul lishma of the get. So it's not like you need the husband to say, I'm moser moda in front of these two edim that I no longer want this get and the get's batel. That's the sugi you get in classic bittul aget in the beginning of Ashaleach. What you get here in the Rambam's analysis is like, no, like they decided they were going to get divorced. He wrote a get under that assumption. And then they decided they're going to get back together. It's not like he says, hareini mevatel getzeh. If the husband said Harini Mavatl gets there, then maybe it can't be rehabilitated on the day to zero. Well,
It's a good point.
Yeah. But here, not only is it a weaker type of bittul because it's a bittul in virtue of just deciding to stay together. There's no formal declaration being mevatel to get. What's cool about it is that the interim disqualification is really just corresponding to their decision to move back in together in their Rambam. And that bears on the efficacy of the get. So there's a sense in which the analysis of get yashan is almost a stronger, if the Rambam's right, it's a stronger expression of the get trying to correspond to where the marriage is, like their separation versus their being together, as distinct from like the formal proclamation of the dat, the bal garish, or shlo garish. Anybody see that?
That's a fundamental shift in what you're saying. All of the
that's not a fundamental shift. It's a why is it a fundamental shift?
This nimlop and deciding and all that doesn't really reflect so much the das and garbage.
What do you mean? Doesn't reflect the das
garbage?
What do you mean? What? It does appear. Hassles it based off Lishma. Like once they decide to get back together, that destroys the Lishem Gershin of the get. In the same way that the next halacha of the Rambam, what's the next halacha of the Rambam? L'chisha Esa Ena Agarshena. You can't have Lishem Gershin when you're not even married.
That was just because you can't talk about it, huh?
What?
That was because you can't talk about it.
So you can't talk about it, or?
You can't talk about how you have, like, or either can't, or you can't have das, or you can't have that.
So I want to say the same thing here. Like, you can't, you can't have das ligarish when you, there's no, like, lishma, lishem, gerishin when you just moved back in
right.
together.
But you can't, so you got it.
But there isn't, right? Yeah. It's not the same. Like, that was building up the halachavav, right? He's saying, like, if you thought you're gonna get divorced, then you just move back in together, you can't have, there's no das gerish, like, you revoked the das gerishin. And the next halacha is then, by the way, if you're about to get married, you can't have das gerishin either. Maybe we should revisit halacha vav in light of this. It's like, the das, the fact that you just have intention to get married, that like destroys the das gerishin. Maybe. Sorry.
Maybe against this point, but I think maybe it's not bothering other people also.
You're bothered by?
Yeah, I'm bothered by it as well, but maybe it's what other people are asking about. As in, the Rambam says, why don't I? If the Rambam Google shall get, there's no way to rehabilitate it.
Correct.
Right? And here he's saying that if Nimla will go on for Niscafe,
you can rebuild
it.
Right.
I think.
And what Ezra told me, there's a good point that I was making, is that there's a difference between those two Maisa Bittul. A formal declaration of the Batel you can rehabilitate the get.
Right. So I think part of the problem is.
Whereas this kind of Nimlock thing could be rehabilitated.
Right. And I think there's a bit of the pacey problem of the idea of Bittel Gufushal get as, oh, you removed the wrong Kabbal, you've expressed that it's no longer Shema.
Yeah.
That was all just a Svara, right? There's no sort of the special Makuda halakhic mechanism of destroying the Shema. Works except just be sorry, yeah. The end of the model gets done, and then we're, I think, it puts more pressure on this hill of like, well, what's really going to be declaring the gets not or versus Nimla? Or do you say, like, that maybe here, like that's kind of the question. Like, you could answer it, so like, oh, declaration is different than implicit thing. You say the fact that you have to gather around is different than saying, oh, that guy was a father, right? Like you give answers.
Say a little more. I understand what's bothering you. The first point seemed interesting that you're saying something along the lines of the way I understood it.
Yeah.
So the whole chiddush that lishma is tethered to the das rots on the garish is not grounded. Is that your first point?
No. My point is that the idea that lishma is continuous and tethered to the rots on the baal, great. That justifies it's been a bit of a
get
being permanent. That makes speed flow,
the right. The live ingredient corresponding to his rots on the garish.
Right. That just
I'm with you so far.
Yeah. So the question is that the question, like, okay, so how's that any different? Once you're just based on sort of like, yeah, there's a live rots on the ball, then I don't know why isn't it different. Why is it saying different? Like there's no kalos bitl of what we're saying. Like it's not really a lot of mysa. It's just like a expression of rots.
Yeah.
I think that's my question. As in if everything's from Swara, then how do you
distinguish between these two.
Why, if everything's from Svara?
Because like along the device, I'll call physical again. Just like, yeah, that was a schmuck.
So I wouldn't put your point that way. I think a better way of putting your point is just to say, if the significance of bittul is simply that you pulled the ratzon habaal lagarish, mechatesi that there's two ways of pulling the ratzon habaal lagarish, right? Whether you pull it, that's what you're getting at. It's an interesting point. I would just respond.
Can you explain our piece of art? Again, I don't really understand.
Yeah, maybe I can say it this way. Okay, so we have two halakhos posts that are in the Rambam. Rambam says, if you're mavantel kushal get, you can never reuse it. Okay, I never want to get yours with this get. You can't use it. In this case, if someone says, I wrote a get, you don't say anything. You say, oh, I don't want to get divorced. Ask that out by getting back together. You say, you can't reuse it.
Right, and you wrote each more that you can make it.
Right, each more. It's like, okay, so you can just say you're doing an active thing versus just an implicit thing. Right? My question was, we said in the first halacha of Bittul, the only basis for that working is because we're saying it expresses the Ruach and the Baal. It's not like a special magic wand, it just does express the Ruach and the Baal. So if you're here, shouldn't this also express the Ruach and the Baal in no worse a way?
I mean, Zachariah's point is, let's assume the mechanism for all these things is just absence of ratzon habaal lagarish, then mechatesi, there should be a difference between expressed bittul, which is just a way of getting absence of das lagarish, and nimlach to get back together with the wife. That's what Zachariah is saying. And my answer just is like, yes, the significance of lishma is that the get should express the das habaal lagarish, but in odome, when the husband extinguishes, right? Like he extinguishes the das lagarish with a nuclear bomb, or whether he extinguishes it by like tossing some cold water on it.
That's pretty hard to tell. That saying is extinguishes is whatever a nuclear bomb, and actually getting back together with his wife is less than that. I think that's hard.
Well, he just keeps the dead around the house,
right? The point is that there's two ways to remove das lagarish. Well, one is to say, like,
there's not to you, is no, there's no reason to think it's not going to get around instead. I don't want to give it anyway. Right. Like, I could say, oh no, I don't want to give it, and still leave it in the drawer the same way he leaves it in the drawer when he gets back to the point.
It's hard to maybe say that in that case, maybe you could have
been really. Like, you're about your company, so then you're so excited to find those pretzels that you eat it, you really love it. Like, yeah, I agree. Maybe you can. Maybe I don't disagree.
If you literally destroy it, then
how great that we started it off with Kitin and we're already at Sasha. Yeah, Kamach Yashan. Very good.
You know what I mean? That's part. It's not obvious that that's the right way.
If it was obvious, you wouldn't be here discussing it. Right? You want obvious? Go to Gezer Shem Yom Rigita Kona Levana.
Okay.
Being facetious. So say it again. You're in Zachariah's camp.
No,
I'm not. I'm sure I think we're saying the point.
Your assumption here.
You're saying if anything, get Yasha and Nimlach to move back into there should be stronger than.
People are stronger than this Nimlach. Well, Nimlach are written by a physical action and. Depending on what happened,
except I think Zachariah's response is very good, which is Nimlach Shlo Lagarish is just okay, we're not going forward with the get. Maybe you could go in Zachariah's direction and say, okay, the husband's he's put the get in his treasure chest, right? It's there on the back burner. As opposed to the husband saying, like, I hereby take away my das lagarish, and I'm rescinding this get and being mevatel the get. I'll put it this way, meaning the get in a certain sense, once it's out there, it's like there's this thing in the world that's a concrete manifestation of his das lagarish. That's like a really big deal. And so long as it's out there, there's like this stama lishma hanging around, and
you're,
like you have to you have to kill that with a nuclear bomb. You have to take it out in order to rescind the Dasik Arish fully. So long as it's out there, it can be rehabilitated al yedei nesina lishma. But the Torah says there's another mechanism where you could be mevatel it expressly.
Assuming that's called, you know, leaving it out there. And I'm like, why is that leaving it out there? It's not like, oh, okay, all you did was...
Because you have to kill the get. You have to...
It's a big deal.
There's this thing out there that's a living manifestation of your Das Lagari.
Why is it anymore living when the guy can be to the point when he's dead?
It's a fickle thing.
You know, yes, so I'm saying I'm never going to be bothered with it. In which case, you assume the person is born on the fence. When they look at it and say, I don't really want to give this, and again, this is like, I don't really want to give this.
They didn't say that, they separated.
So it's like it's dramatic.
Right.
What did they say?
Yes, Batel,
you made that up.
No, it's different languages in the Finnish.
There is
not
Yeah, it is.
It's like bittul chametz. Okay, half care kafra dar, you're mevatel, you're nullifying it. That's Zechariah. I think Zechariah is right. That's way more powerful.
You're giving
it another month, yeah. 2 months. But again, I think you're also not appreciating the significance of the get itself. Mm-hmm. Like you've created this being that's just like this. It's a, I don't know.
It's a thought bubble.
What?
The thought bubble.
It's a thought. It's like a drone that's like emitting Das Lagarish rays, right? It's like flying around out there, and like so long as it's flying out there, it's like it's lethal. So yeah, you move back in with your wife and you're saying like, oh, I don't want the drone to kill anyone anymore. Like we're back together. But like maybe you're giving off that vibe, but the drone's still there. The only way to kill the drone is to hit the off button and what?
I'm saying that doesn't speak to the issue. The issue is looking at something that makes not, I understand the concept. The point is, are you right to say, to make that kind of comparison and say that, you know, the knife is only like taking out a rocket drone and the keyboard is like taking out a shot?
Right. So I think the answer is the Chari's point that Das Lagarish is itself fickle, not always decisive. And so the Chiddush that the Rambam is saying is that Nimlach Shalo Lagarish is, it has this kalos of possibly to get, at least in the interim, until it's Nishra Ayde Nesina. Right? I just want to say structurally, yeah, just give me 1 second. Structurally, I was pointing out that what's nice about this Get Yashan thing, the Ram's analysis of Get Yashan, is that we're not looking at the Ratzon Das Lagarish and just these formal terms. It actually corresponds to like, are they in a state of Shiluach or in a state of reconciliation, of pious? And I'm saying, wow, look at the Chiddush, that the halacha here is recognizing that as like part of the kashrus of the get. You're going further and you're saying, no. Like, if anything, this is the main thing. Like, what's stronger than the fact that, like, forget about like the formal procedures, if anything, they're less consequential than the de facto issue of whether they're living in the same house. I just think that's, I hear why you're saying that. But on the other hand, you're talking about a legal system here, where what's primary in a legal system is legal procedures. Correct? Right? That's the...
I mean, the word is like to an extent.
Okay.
I'm going to satisfy
you. Ezra's going to satisfy you. Go ahead, Ezra.
Me and Moshe both believe that...
Probably Moshe and I.
Moshe and I.
Yeah.
Both believe that... The
just because you're in NYC, if you stayed in Sins, I wouldn't have corrected you.
The decision is... How directed is it to the get? I mean, the system about the parish should be about the parish of get, as opposed to the case of the year, but you're not done directly to the in reference to the get. And therefore, that could be where it lies in terms of bindle, you're trying to think about the get. So, the case of about the parish, that's it's more direct. To the get.
Yeah, like there's the. It's kind of like similar to what I'm saying. Yeah. What?
Well, I mean.
Okay.
I mean, and you're just saying because you attack directly to get, so there's no way for me to attack the new person to attack the get by getting back to get his wife. And
Attacking it. Wait, there's no stronger bit we'll get. And
attacking it again. That's my point. That's my point with the drone analogy, right? Like it's still out, like there's this thing out there again, which is Das Ligarish, and it's a dangerous thing while it's out there.
You're
going to
say your best question to do that on the whole thing that you're trying to mention the Shmo is that it is like the representation of the Das Aval. So Das Aval in whatever for whatever reason.
Well, you're just saying you're just like distinguishing explicit. I think like Zachary is giving you one type of answer. And Ezra's giving a different type of answer. One's about the how direct it is to the get itself, and the other is about how resolute it is vis-a-vis the Gerushin. Gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. When we did this,
sounds year, like you're not impressed with Rumi's point.
I mean, I hear, but that's when we did this. I mean, when we did this last year, obviously before we did the Shema, because like the Nectar stuff, I just want to know if you think this is different now that we're saying in terms of the Shema, or is it just what we were saying last year when I was calling that the Shema? Or like,
yeah, we're just putting more flesh on it.
Like, you don't think this is actually any different than last year? Correct. You think it's just the relationship stuff we're talking about, we're now just calling it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's just look at the Rav's formulation quickly. No, we don't have time for this, right? Whoa, where are you going?
From Waxman, I pick up Waxman from the parking lot that rolls the Kushma drink and he's getting here in 3 minutes.
So, yeah, you don't have to get
it. I'm going to get here. I have to walk there. Yeah.
Guys, we have to stop. Romy's leaving. It stops here for now. That's it. We'll have to have a second shear on, yeah. Shear on Get Yashan. Okay?
Can you not?
Great. And it's 12:26. We're not going to finish everything anyway. Wow.
So.
Well, yeah, you're not here, Romy. The shear can't go on. That's it.